Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Friday, TGIF. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're going to have a great show for you on Monday. Did you know that a very close advisor of Donald Trump is being investigated by the Trump team for basically selling access to Donald Trump as well as appointments to his cabinet and his new administration? Did you know that? I'm going to talk about that. Did you know that there was a Chinese billionaire who has basically made sure that Donald Trump's most recent grift, which is a new cryptocurrency, that puts money in Donald Trump's pocket? Did you know that? I'm going to talk about that on Monday. But also on Monday, what's really excited is that Civic Media's grown-up gift list text-to-win contest starts 4 times a day. We are going to give away prizes. All you got to do is go get the Civic Media app, be ready to text starting Monday. In those hours, we're going to give you the word of the hour. You're going to text in, and each hour we'll give away either $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, which is good fun in these winter timey months when it's not so nice outside. Then we're going to give away 8 grand prize winners from all of the entrants at the end of the contest. So just texting will get you registered to win one of those 8 grand prizes. It's basically a grab bag of gifts for adults, you know, grown-ups, things like robot vacuums and humidifiers and luggage and all those good things. So be sure you get the app and you're ready to go come Monday. I want to give my very next caller a shot at what we were talking about last hour, because Mark from Prairie du Sac, you are always so very patient. We've been talking about the United Healthcare CEO being murdered in New York. Mark, what did you want to say on this topic?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, who knows if that's going to be not an uncommon situation if people do what they've responded to in other cases where, you know, neo-fascist governments kind of take place, that you know, how easy it would be to slip a little, you know, blowfish, you know, poison into somebody's meal when they're serving at a restaurant, and you know, some of these things that happen, we've seen happen historically when governments like we are going to see take over, and that they are just grifting us. They promise all these people, oh, Donald Trump will protect Social Security, and he'll protect us from all this, and he's just selling out all these people he just promised to protect. And what the reaction is going to be is it's kind of terrifying. I mean, I hate, you know, I've read maybe too much history or too little history to know that people do not respond well when this kind of thing happens, because in all these right-wing governments in Europe, they actually have, you know, the social safety net programs in place, especially healthcare.
Well, I think, you know, yes, like we spend the most basically anywhere, get the worst results. And I think as people lose continuing respect for institutions, whether you come from the right or the left, lose respect for the rule of law, lose respect for the systems and processes that are supposed to make things better for the middle class, for working people, people will start to take matters into their own hands. That is extremely dangerous. Michaela from West Bend texting in on our call and text line 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. She says this: I have a coworker with a "don't blame me, I voted for Trump" bumper sticker. Boy, that one's going to age like warm milk. Indeed, indeed. Now, I may still get to this today, but I'm going to try to move on to more positive matters. But I may still get to sort of the meltdown that's going on at MSNBC, specifically on Morning Joe. It's weird these days. But I did want to try to have a more positive, relaxed second half of the Maggie Dawn Show here on Friday afternoon. So I wanted to kick out a couple of questions to you all. Because as I've been getting ready for the holidays, I have been reminded of some of my epic holiday fails, just disasters that have occurred around parties or entertaining or hosting in the holiday season, as well as spectacular gift fails. You know, when you think you've gotten somebody the perfect thing and they open it up, and it's very clear it is not the perfect thing. Or if you have been a recipient of an epic gift fail, that's happened to me a couple of times. I always appreciate the gift. But given that somebody spent their hard-earned money on it, you know, better that the gift gets used? What do you think? If you get a gift you don't like, what do you just keep it? Is that the... Or do you try to exchange it? Do you tell the person? I'm curious. What is your approach to these things? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Do you have any hilarious holiday fails that you have survived? We want to hear about it. It's Friday. Let's have a little chit-chat. And, of course, all of this comes to mind, not least of which, because it is jolly old St. Nicholas Day, St. Nick's Day, celebrating the Feast of St. Nick, the historical figure that is really what is associated with all of our gift giving here. Were you one of the kids that left your shoes out? And then you'd get like treats in them? Because like my folks, I think this isn't like on the calendar, so they'd miss it all the time. I'd get to school and all my friends would have all kinds of treats and fun things that they got, and their lunchbox would be filled with little things. Nope. We never remembered in my house when it was St. Nick's Day. So I don't think I ever got much swag on St. Nick's Day. Also on December 6th, this is an interesting fact, this is when when Georgia became the 27th state to ratify the 13th Amendment. That was on December 6th. Of course, the 13th Amendment bringing slavery to an end. Yeah, you know, legally saying we can't own human beings. That's bad. So, couple of questions for you. What are your epic holiday fails? What do you do when you get the gift that you don't want? When you're like, this is, I'm never going to, do you keep it? Do you say anything? Do you return it? Do you ask for a receipt? Do you act like you like it? What do you do? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. And there is lots of fun holiday stuff that is going on all around southeastern Wisconsin, and I'm sure in your neck of the woods as well. Here are a few of the holiday markets that are kicking off or have just kicked off in and around southeastern Wisconsin. The Wauwatosa Holiday Market from December 4th to the 22nd. So that just started on Wednesday. That'll go all the way up until December 22nd. The Christmas Market in West Allis, that starts today. That is just a two-day one. So today and tomorrow in Stalas, got to get to the Christmas markets. The South Milwaukee Christmas Market, that's coming up on December 14th. And the Milwaukee Market will be on December 15th. So that, again, keep all of that on your docket. Matt from Middleton saying, use the bad gift as an angle to try to get some free drinks from whoever gave you the bad gift. I'm down for that. Little angle, little guilt tripping. Dennis from West Allen, he's saying, I've gotten some pretty crappy gifts in my 59 years and my facial expressions always show it. Dennis from West Allen, I feel you. I am not a poker player for a reason. If you watch me on the U of the Tube or on Facebook or on the platform formerly known as Twitter, you will see, yeah, I do not have I can't hide anything. Everything that I'm thinking in my head, it shows on my face. In fact, there are some pretty funny pictures of me when I am given the, like, what are you talking about face to someone at the county? You know, because there'd be press around every once in a while, and I used to work at the county, and I'd be in these hearings, and people would catch me with the crazy, like, side-eye face. That happened more than once. So I have to tell you, one of my funny stories about a terrible, no good, very bad gift. And I can tell this story because I love my mother so very, very much. She will not be bothered by the fact that I'm about to relay this story. This just happened a couple of years ago, y'all. So I am 47 years old, grown woman. This was probably back maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So I was well into my 40s. Suffice it to say that I have a particular, like, clothing style, I would say, and it's on the far, far end from cutesy. Like, I don't do cutesy. It's not a thing for me. It's hard to get away with cute when you're 6 feet tall without a shoe on, right? Like, that's not my play. And God bless my mother. I love her so very, very much. But my mom wrapped up and was so excited for me to open a wool sweater that if you lived during the 80s, remember the sweaters that had like the little reindeer in a line in like a band of green or red and then like little hearts in the next band of green or red? Sweater was white. Yeah, she bought me one of those. My goodness. Little Christmas trees, reindeers, and hearts with, get this, a matching hat and scarf. My Lord, I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I love you and thank you so much for thinking of me and getting this beautiful gift for me. I will never, ever, ever wear this. It's kind of like the sweaters, Cardi, that like your first grade teachers would sport. And I love that elementary school teachers wear that stuff because the kids love them. But that's what I was like, Mom, I've got a couple of friends that are teachers. Is it okay if I give it to one of them? They will wear the heck out of this and their students will love it. My mom looked a little miffed, I have to say, at my rejection of what can only be described as a blast from the 80s past. Something that I would never in a bazillion years ever wear. I hope that didn't make me ungrateful. You know, I just wanted to be honest. And she was cool with it. She's like, that's, thank you for telling me I won't do that. But, you know, moms and daughters, y'all, from the WMDX texting on the 608 line, I always feel terribly guilty when I don't like a gift. I hear you, friend. I act like I like it, and we put it in a re-gift bin when we get home, making sure to re-gift it at a later date. Of course, you got to be sure you don't re-gift it to the person who gifted to you. You know, there's all sorts of protocols. I have to admit, I do have a re-gift bin. And a number of my friends who are teachers, they have re-gift bins because y'all would not believe some of the weird stuff that teachers are given by well-meaning kids and parents in their classes. Woo! Like, one year, one of my friends got, like, a neon cactus. You know what I'm talking about? Those, like, little neon cactus. What? Lost it. Silly. What are you going to do with that? Michaela from West Bend, she says this. During what ended up being my last Christmas with my grandma, ooh, grandma had a little bit too much to drink and ended up setting the marshmallows on top of the sweet potatoes on fire and then blamed it on my sister, who was not involved in any way. Oh, we all got together to take the standard grandma and grandkids photo with grandma sitting in the middle. And instead of saying to say cheese, she threw her hands in the air and loudly directed us to say, Grandma's drunk. Michaela, I love that story, y'all. Keep it locked. More fun times.